It is. It was a nightmare up to now, and it's nice to see that there's a dream in sight. But the fact that we're back hurling Saturday and Sunday this week is brilliant, you know, and it's brilliant for a lot of GAA people. We've been sort of in the doldrums over the last number of months, nearly a year now, and it's nice to be back on board in the game that we love.
Just taking a look at the Wexford team for tomorrow, quite a number of surprising changes, I suppose. Seamus Casey in the goal, that's a big one. We had heard a few rumours of this one coming through. What do you think of that change?
Yeah, I suppose with people, when they look at Seamus Casey over the last number of years, you know, he's been playing wing forward, corner forward. You know, he was on the under 21 panel there for a couple of years, and then he was on the team, very, very strong player in the forwards. And, you know, I went to see him a few times with Carlow IT in the Fitzgibbon Cup over the last number of years and played very, very well as a forward. And you think that was his position, but I think he would have played earlier in his career at underage, he might have played in the goal. But one thing about him is he'd be very good, a bit like Mark Fanning from long range free, so whether he'd be taking those or not, he'd be very confident in the goal. He's a good first touch and he's a great hand, so it's very, very interesting to see something like that in the start of the year. But you know, when you look all over the team, there's a lot of the team that were beaten in the under 21 in the final and after extra time by Galway 2 years ago. I think there's six or seven of that team. It's nice to see these players get a chance coming through.
One of the big questions heading into this league campaign was who would fill the boots of Paddy Foley now that he stepped away for the year. Davy has chosen Simon Donoghue at number six. Do you think that's where he will start? We know that Wexford players don't necessarily line up with the number on their back.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at it, very, very seldom that the team that Davy names the day before the game is the team that lines out that day, and we've got to know that. But there is some positions that I think, you know, that he has to try and find players for, and some of them positions probably in around the cornerback. We see, you know, Conor Furman getting his chance there tomorrow, would have been there when he started 19 years of age, and he's very young, but he's more mature now, 22 years of age. Colin Flood, who's outside of him, who was a very exciting underage player, and he's got his chance. He played a couple of games last year in the league actually and played very, very well for Wexford. So very strong under high dropping ball, and that's what you need. And on the other side then you have Gavin Bailey of Ferns, good under high dropping ball as well, and he's been on the panel, so it's nice to see these guys get a chance in the backs, because Davey, we're sort of, I wouldn't say blessed with the forwards we have, but we've had very, very good forwards. Some of them are in the panel tomorrow and more of them are playing. Forwards hasn't been a problem over the last number of years, but we have defensively, we've got caught out at certain times, has cost us games.
A lot of people will look at that team and sort of lament the fact that we haven't started strong, that we have the likes of Lee Chin, Aidan Nolan, Lee Moog on the bench. But I suppose other people would be giving out that Davy isn't giving these young lads a chance. So it's a tightrope that he has to walk. And I think this is probably the right idea, to give these lads a go, especially with a weak enough Leash team coming down.
Well, I don't know what he called. I know them to have a few injuries in that, but Leash under Cheddar Plunkett this year, and he'd be well known. I've been over the Leash team before, done very, very good job, and then Eddie Brennan took over, and you know, Taylor is back there this year, so he'll be coming down, you know, trying out a few things himself. I suppose the fact that they're playing each other in the championship not too far away, some people say that to be, you know, they won't be showing their full hand, but I think it's nice to see that these younger players, the likes of the Mikey Dwyers, these guys, Conor Heron in the middle of the field, all these younger lads getting a chance, because this is the place to play them in this league. It's nice to get a few games before we go into the championship, and it always suits Wexford for that, for the style of play that we do, you know, playing the sweeper. You have to have a few games under your belt when you're going in to play very important games in the championship. So it's nice to get these games. Leash is at home, he's a good start for us, but you don't take anything for granted again, Leash. That's for sure. Then you'd like to get 2 points here and get off to a good start, because they're down in Clare on Sunday weekend. That might be different kettle of fish down there, but at least if we get off to a good start with some of the younger players, it'd be a good start for this year's league.
Tom Dempsey will be alongside you for us tomorrow. He was on with Alan yesterday saying that relegation has to be a no-no word. We can't really point ourselves towards that. So do you expect that as the bigger games come down, the trips away to Clare and Kilkenny, Davy will go with a stronger side, or do you think he will use this as a time to experiment?
I think he probably has to use it as a time to experiment, to be honest with you. Whether you call it experimenting, starting off in league, like these guys would have all played underage for Wexford. I think it's nice to see him being thrown in. It's not really the deep end, but it's a big challenge for him tomorrow. Leash coming down, you know, we know they've been very, very strong down the middle with the likes of Ender Rowland in the goal. He's been a match winner at times. just because he plays in the goal, this guy has something. He's a special goalkeeper. Like said, Patrick Delaney, Aaron Bergen in the backs, Ross King would have played. I don't know if these guys are available tomorrow, but certainly these are serious good hurlers, always cause their problems, like said, Paddy Purcell, Willie Dunphy. These have some very, very good players, and you know, we'll have to give him due respect when they come down there, and I would expect that, that Davey would, because he knows himself that if you don't, you could get caught. But the fact that I think is a sort of shining light, really, to see that these younger players are going to get their chance, and hopefully that they'll grab it with both hands and they'll make themselves available for the championship.
On the bench, Matthew O'Hanlon and Lee Chin, of course, they're joint captains again. Do they need to step up this year and show that last year was just a blip rather than, you know, sort of a decline from the Wexford hurlers?
Yeah, like when you look at it, and it was disappointing, and I'd say they're more disappointed than the players themselves, you know, and Davey. But as I say, you know, you're getting a 5 league games here under your belt before you come into the championship. And just listening, I think Dermot O'Keefe had a few articles going there during the week that they wanted to prove that the year before wasn't a flash in the pan, that they were, you know, well-deserving their Leinster title. They gave it up fairly easy last year, so hopefully to be making a good run at it this year for the try and take it back again. But for to do that, they have to, you know, really show the enthusiasm that they showed 2 years ago, the aggression that they showed 2 years ago, and the skill that they showed 2 years ago. And that was one or two of those things were lacking last year. And I had a lot of people said they looked tired and everything, which they did. We were lucky enough to be at the matches, and they seemed that way. So I think we're going in a lot fresher this year, and with a lot more, say, ability, especially if they bring the younger players, to defensively be able to mind their square a little bit better and be able to, you know, play better as a team and be able to take the heavy knocks that they took last year, some serious knocks against that Galway team in the first round of the championship, and again Clare in Port Leash. And there's no players themselves, the likes of these, we'd say, experienced players know that they're on the bench tomorrow. And sometimes as an experienced player, it's nice to be sitting on the bench and just see, for to give you that bit of a enthusiasm that you need for the turn them little corners when they come. And certainly we have a corner to turn this year with the way things went for us last year. But I think that, you know, starting the younger players with the experience coming in off the bench will be a big help to us tomorrow.
You mentioned a lot of those young guys are in the backs for Wexford tomorrow, and how important is it to get a real solid defensive performance before we head to those big games with Clare and Kilkenny?
Well, as you say, you know, tomorrow is, if you don't put these guys in, you're not going to find out what they're like. I would have saw a lot of these younger lads from the time they were 12, 13, 14 years of age, and I would have great faith in these players being able to put on a Wexford jersey and carry it very, very well. Some of them, that team, I think, there's 8 of them on the panel there tomorrow that played under 21 2 years ago. Rory O'Connor would have been part of that as well. And, you know, these guys played together and played very, very well together from the time of being 14 years of age. Nice to see them get the chance, and I think that the majority of them that I would have seen are well capable, as I say, putting the Wexford jersey on and carrying it with pride and carrying us forward in this game.
We're at home, we would be the favourites going in. Do you think it'll be a comfortable victory, or do you think that Leash will really put it up to us?
I don't think it'll be a comfortable victory, and I'd expect us to win. But we've seen before that, you know, the first game or two in the league can throw up different. The fact that the one thing I will say about the Wexford team and being involved in it over the last number of years, what to take from the crowd is exceptional. The Wexford crowd, when they're there, just gives it a different drive, gives the Wexford jersey and putting it on a different purpose when they're behind you. That has been lacked over the last year or so, but hopefully come the championship that we'll be able to get crowds back in the field, and I think that will probably be the one thing that we need, especially going into this championship. But tomorrow there won't be any fans there. We'll be lucky enough to be there at the game. It's going to be a big start, but I don't think it'll be a comfortable victory. But it is a learning curve for a lot of these players at senior level, and it's nice to see them get their chance, and hopefully they'll come out on top.